What if your child received a vaccine that was supposed to protect them, but instead took their life? Let's talk about that.
Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show.
Hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Fun-filled episode of The Brian Nichols Show. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you from our Cardio Miracle Studios here in lovely Eastern Indiana. Folks, The Brian Nichols Show is powered by AMP America. Very excited to be part of the AMP America team. We are really focusing on bringing the news you need to hear. The news, the opinion pieces, and all that and more over at ampamerica.com. I write some articles over there as well, and I have one coming out tomorrow. So go ahead and check that out. I talk about why the media has a role in not just talking about current events when it comes to foreign policy, but other areas as well, and doing their jobs. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail today. Also, for today's episode, The Brian Nichols Show is powered and supported by our studio sponsor, Cardio Miracle. Now, folks, I've been using Cardio Miracle now for about a year, and I gotta tell you, the Cardio Miracle difference, 100% real. When it goes to better sleep, better pump at the gym, heck, a lower blood pressure, Cardio Miracle has been the answer to my prayers, and I want you to be able to experience the Cardio Miracle difference for yourself. So head to the show notes, BrianNicholsShow.com, or if you're looking or watching the show rather on video, or if you're listening to podcasts, go to the video or show description. Click the link. It's going to bring you to Cardio Miracle, where you can go ahead and get your order of Cardio Miracle for 15% off. Plus, there's a 100% money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. So one more time, CardioMiracle.com. It is, in fact, the best heart health supplement in the world. All right, folks. Intro wasn't as fun today. And frankly, I'm just going to be real with you guys. Today's conversation isn't a fun conversation. It's not a fun-filled episode. Today's conversation is actually going to be a little tough, not just for members of the audience, for myself, for my guests I have on here today, because we've talked about for 4 years now COVID. We've talked about all of it. I mean, we've talked about the misinformation, the malinformation. We've talked about government experts who would say one thing, but behind the scenes were saying completely opposite things. And we've seen now, and this is the part that really sucks, is we've seen the outcomes. We've seen the consequences of the government experts, air quotes on experts, telling us what we should believe and telling us who we should not believe. And with that, yes, there are very real consequences. So for joining us today, some folks, I can't even really put into words, people who have experienced the ultimate consequence, and that is losing a loved one, not just a loved one, losing their daughter, Trista. And joining us today to talk about that, Alan and Taylor Martin. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show. I wish it was on better circumstances, but thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
Absolutely. And before we start, I know before we hit the record button, I offered my condolences. I need to offer it again because I'm a new dad. I have a daughter, 1 year old, and I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. Alan, Taylor, I watched you both in the shot. Was it shot dead? Yeah, shot dead
shot
movie.
Dead. Shot dead.
I found myself just sobbing. And I think what hit me the hardest is that this wasn't a surprise. That so many folks who have been in your shoes, you guys were more or less sold a bill of goods. You were promised a bill of goods, and in this case, your daughter was promised a bill of goods that these shots, these COVID jabs, that they would save them. They would save other people. It would stop you from being a threat. It would stop you from being contagious. And what we're finding now is that there was very real harm, not from not taking the shot, but the opposite, actually taking the shot. So, Alan, Taylor, I'll turn it over to you. I think for today, to start things off, just, you know, if you could introduce yourselves, but also introduce the person who's not on today's show. That is your daughter, Trista. You know, who was your daughter and what happened? How did we get to the point where your lovely daughter, 18 years old, energy, the whole world ahead of her, and where we are today having this conversation?
Trista was your typical 18-year-old teenage girl, but she was also very atypical. She was maybe an old soul is what you kind of wanted to call it. She had a style that we called Grandma Chic. she she loved that. She
was a big thrifter.
Yeah, she loved to thrift. Her favorite sweater was one that said a proud grandpa of an NSU student. She loved to buy, you know, silly things to wear around in public. And we do jump scares here at our house. And one of the, she had the world's worst fight or flight. I mean, like she would fall to the really ground bad. In the fetal position every time.
Just scream and fall to the ground.
Yeah. And, you know, we always used to tell her that when the zombie apocalypse happened, that she would be the first to go. Cause it was just that bad. She had the best sense of humor. One of the stories that we like to tell a lot is one that still keeps going to this day. I'm 47 years old. When Trista passed, I was 45. Mm-hmm. So it's been 17 months. But starting a couple of years ago, I started to get just inundated with junk mail and of a specific type, just a lot of AARP, a lot of senior living, Bell Tone advertisements, you know, just a lot of stuff for senior adults. And I'm thinking, man, I'm only 45 years old. What the hell? Why are they sending me all this? And she would just kind of laugh and say, well, Dad, you're getting kind of old. You probably should hold on to some of that stuff. And it wasn't until after she passed that
our older daughter,
her yes. sister told us that she had gone online and signed me up for all that stuff.
She went to everything she could think of and put his email address and our address and his name in.
And what used to really kind of just, you know,
irritate
my day now makes my day better. So yeah.
It's like she's still there just saying hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we still get them. And I just miss her a whole lot.
She was a really awesome kid. Like, you know, everybody says their kids are awesome, but she, we found her bucket list.
I was just going to say the bucket list.
I
was sitting there just sobbing, like, adopt a teenager, become a foster parent. Tell us more about the bucket list.
She, half of the stuff on there wasn't even really for herself. It was for other people. One of the top ones. First one she put was she couldn't wait to turn 18 so that she could donate blood. She wanted to, you know, adopt a teenager because she knew that they were so often overlooked. She wanted to foster kids. She wanted
I've got it.
Just so many. She wanted to be a child psychologist and a social worker. Just help other people out, especially kids. She loved kids. She used to volunteer at our church in the kids ministry, and she, you know, they called her Miss Trista, and the other adults would actually fight over who got to have her that day because they knew it was going to be an easy day for them if Trista was in there, because the kids just gravitated towards her. And she really, really loved that. She was one of our younger children, and she actually was like the protector of her older sister. She would, you know, and she was the one who had the level head and would tell her she was doing crazy stuff or something. You know, she always looked out for her, and definitely looked out for her younger brother. She spoiled him.
A lot of the stuff on her list was, you know, typical stuff that you would expect. And a lot of it was just silly stuff. Number 60, which still I think is probably the funniest one on our list. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see this. I'll show it to you, but she says, go to a nude beach, nude. But she spells.
I don't think you can see it.
We can see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She can. She spells the first nude with two O's and little dots.
Wonder what those are.
She gave the word nude nipples.
Oh my God.
Was not crossed off, yeah. though. Thank
it was not crossed so. Off. She never did go to
she
a
never
nude
did
beach.
Do that.
If that had been crossed off without your permission, I'm yeah. sure there would have been some question marks. But
there would have. Yeah. But yeah,
Alan and Taylor, do me a favor, and frankly, do the audience a favor here, because your daughter, I mean, just you can hear the energy, the love that you guys had for her, the love you still have for her, and the audience is listening, and they're saying, what happened? Where did this great story go wrong? And I want you, if you, and I know it's gonna hurt, but let's rewind back to a few months ago, 17 months ago, Alan, and there was a phone call you guys received. And I'll let you tell the story. What happened?
She had stayed the night with her older sister and one of their friends at her apartment, and they just, you know, had a girls' night. And then the next morning she woke up and told her friend that she wasn't feeling well, that her whole body hurt, and she was having trouble breathing, but that she was going to go lay back down and see if she could just, you know, like sleep it off or whatever. She didn't know what was going on. And her sister went in to go check on her. She said it couldn't have been more than like 5-10 minutes, and she couldn't get her to wake up. And that's when they called me, and I thankfully was just down the street at the time and rushed over there. And by the time I got there, she was no longer breathing. And so I had to start CPR and call 911, and they finally got there, and they worked on her for a really long time. In that apartment, and that's rough to watch them sit there and try and shock the life back into your child. But they finally got her going enough that they could move her. And that's when the whole time they were working on her, actually, I had been trying to get a hold of Alan.
I was getting ready for work, and I didn't know that I was missing calls, but I got out and I answered the phone, and it was Taylor. And she told me that it's Trista. It's serious. They're putting her in an ambulance now to get to the hospital. And so I drove as fast as I could to get there. And I remember thinking car accident, you know, on the way, or I couldn't imagine what it was that was wrong. Maybe she had fallen and broke a leg or something. I had no idea. But I get there and I'm running into the emergency room, and there's a lady standing there. In scrubs, and she looks at me and she says, "Are you Dad?" And I remember thinking, "Uh-oh." I mean, yeah, I'm Dad. That's what they call me. And she says, "Follow me." And she brings me back through a couple of sets of double doors. And they didn't ask me to sign in. They didn't ask me who I was there to see. They just kind of assumed. And I don't know if it was by the look on my face or what, but that's when that's when I saw, I believe Trista was gone when I saw her by this time. She didn't look like Trista. She had none of the life in her, like none. She was gray. Her eyes were halfway open. All the light was gone. There was a short time, about an hour or so into it, that I guess they were able to stabilize her body a little bit. And so some of that color came back. It was like a couple hours of hope that we had for a little while, but then that was all.
That's kind of when the doctor came to us, and he said, in cases like this, I give about a 1% chance.
And we said, in cases like what?
You know,
what the hell is happening?
Happening to our daughter.
And he couldn't answer. He said
he just started telling us all the things, all the symptoms that were going on. Yeah. He had
multiple,
no idea what was causing it.
He said multiple system organ failure. Her heart was swollen. Her blood was toxic to her, and that they had to do dialysis. But that if they started dialysis
before she was stable enough,
before now, it would kill her. So they couldn't do it. And so they were trying to get her stabilized so they could get her upstairs. And that, they said, eventually happened. It was probably right around 11:30, maybe.
Yeah.
About 11:30, they said that they thought she was stable enough to move her upstairs. So they were going to move her upstairs. And they said that we could go meet them up there within a few minutes. And so
by the time that they got up there, though, she was no longer stable enough.
But during that time was when her friend told us that she had gotten the COVID vaccine. And
she said that Trista told them not to tell us that she had gotten it. So we had no idea.
And at that point, like we've said it before, you know, we didn't really put the two together at that moment. We thought,
surely that's not what
is
doing all of this. Right. Like, I mean, just tearing her apart, basically.
It sucks that she got that, because we had talked about it as a family a couple years before, and we were all relatively healthy. None of us have any pre-existing conditions or comorbidities or anything, except for me. I'm fat, but other than that, you know, but Trista was like the most healthy of all of us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we said, well, with the lack of, you know, long-term data on this stuff, we just don't think we're going to get it as a family.
Let's just wait and see how this goes.
Yeah. So we just decided as a family that we weren't going to get it. And we thought that we were all on the same page. And that's, I think, why she told her friends not to tell us that she got it. And so
I think she just didn't want to disappoint us that she had gone against our wishes. But,
we thought, well, that sucks, but surely that's not what's causing this. Right. This has got to be something else.
Yeah.
But they kept telling us, you know, all of our toxicology came back clean. There's nothing, they couldn't find a causal factor of what was causing this, but they kept telling us what the symptoms were.
Yeah.
And
by this time we were upstairs in the ICU, and they were supposed to start the dialysis, but they said that they weren't going to be able to do that. And that's when they came to us and said probably the most difficult phrase I've ever, you know, heard in my life is that we're going to have to make some decisions.
Here's your 18-year-old daughter. Your 18-year-old little girl who
was perfectly fine the day before.
The day before, nothing. Nothing. I mean, just, you know, she was working a lot.
And now
she just got it promoted at her job. And so she was working a lot and she wasn't eating right. We told her that, you know, we're like, baby, you need to eat better. You need to take better care of yourself. Because over the summer,
they're telling us that, asking us if they just want to,
if we just want to let her die.
Oh my God.
And they asked us that. They asked us if we wanted them to continue to, you know, push, you know, drugs that could help her. But then if she coded again to let her pass, because they said that if they did any more CPR on her, that her body was already so broken that it would not help. And of course, you know, we're not just going to make her comfortable. We want to see if anything will help. And so we asked them to please continue, you know, working on her and stuff. But that if she did code again to let her go, because we didn't want to hurt her anymore.
So at 5:05 p.m. on November 9th, 2022, I all of a sudden don't have a daughter anymore.
I'm so sorry, Alan and Taylor. I just can't imagine waking up like a normal day and not knowing that this was what your day, your week, your month, your year, your life was going to turn into. And I try to teach empathy here on the show from a sales standpoint, and I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, and I'm sorry, I got a size 15 shoe. They just won't fit right now. But like, I can't imagine not just the pain that you guys have been going through and the frustration, but then just the questions. How? Why? Like, who let this happen? And this is the part that, like, it crushes me, because I've had so many good friends over the past few years who just like, they disowned me because I was skeptical of the jab. I said, I don't know. Like, there's a lot we don't know about this. You know, if I'm low risk, like much like you guys talked about, like, let's not just jump into putting anything we can to our bodies. And yet this was force fed. This was not just like it wasn't just propaganda. Like, they were going out of their way to make your life uncomfortable if you didn't toe the line. And they made kids, literal kids, feel bad if you didn't just jump on in line to get this experimental vaccine. And God bless your daughter. Like, she just was a good person. And I can only imagine that in her mindset, she's getting this shot to try to help people. Like, I don't want to get people sick.
Yeah.
Like, and that's got to be just one of the most frustrating, infuriating things from a parent standpoint. But, and if I could, guys, like, what has this done for you in terms of kind of looking at how this happened? And I know that you guys, like, you're making this a campaign. Like, you want this to be something that it's not political. This is real. This is happening. We need to talk about it. Stop hiding this behind the scenes. Stop hiding this behind, you know, oh, are you an expert? Are you credentialed enough to talk about this? Like, what are you guys being able to, I guess, through all this terrible adversity, find some type of glimmer or hope to help bring to other people?
I don't know if it's hope, but we don't want it to happen to anybody else. We don't want any parents to have to go through this, and we don't want any more children to be hurt. I mean, now they're pushing it on, you know, 6 months and up. They're pregnant women. It's disgusting.
In this fight, we've met a lot of really great people. And one of the things that has been said, you know, that I think I agree with the most, that kind of just is the backbone of my particular campaign, is a lot of people look at us and say, you know, hey, I'm a father, you know, and I can't imagine what you guys are going through. And I never knew really how to answer that when somebody said that to me until now. And the thing is I don't want you to. I don't want you to even imagine going through what I'm going through. This is why I'm fighting the way that I'm fighting. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Why we're doing what we're doing is because we don't want you to even imagine going through what we are going through. So I will fight to stop this horrific shit until the day I die.
And it's not just, it really is a fight, because you literally we're fighting against, you know, companies with billions and billions of dollars that, right. I mean,
we now
literally
know.
Pay people to, you know, attack you on Twitter or on X, on Facebook. We can't even post about it on Facebook. They'll take down the post, or they'll delete your account.
Same thing with TikTok.
Yeah, it's just insane.
We now know
what we're up against.
Yeah, at least the mechanism behind how it affected Trista and our lives. Now, of course, there's, you know, all of the other studies and data showing, you know, that it's the injections are causing cancers, and they're causing all kinds of clotting and myocarditis and things like that. But the specific condition that Trista was killed by is a condition called VITT, which is vaccine immune induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. And basically, it is the worst of the worst. It just absolutely causes everything in your entire body to swell up and clot. And she had a multiple clots and thrombosis throughout her system. One particular clot in her abdomen cut off blood flow to her bowel, which caused her bowel to rupture. And a lot of the doctors and stuff had said that must have been excruciatingly painful. And she had multiple patches of what they call hyper eosinophilia on her heart tissue. This thing just destroyed her. It absolutely destroyed her little body from the inside out. And they knew it would do it. They knew it would do it. They knew that this was going to happen to to some people that took this, but my daughter, but to them is considered an acceptable loss. And I'm here to tell you, she was not.
No,
she's not an acceptable loss. And so I don't want anybody else to be lost. And so that's our hope, is that we have, we've got some joint hearings that we just did here on March 26th in the Oklahoma City Capitol. We were able to speak to some of our legislators and senators and congressmen and stuff. And we have a lot of them on our side. We would really like what you said earlier about it not being political. Sadly, it does look like more of the conservative right seems to be on our side than the left. We would really, really like to see more people on the Democratic side and the left side kind of join the fight, because that's what's going to help us win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, it itself is not a political thing. Yeah, it's right. Not just choosing certain, you know, people to
right.
attack. Anybody could possibly yeah. get it.
And so, I mean, it's, if we had more, basically we just have to be louder. Hopefully we do have some good news, I hope, coming in the next month.
Some litigation
that we're going to announce, and I hope that it'll help a lot of people and help open the doors for a lot of the vaccine injured and the bereaved, because there are thousands.
Right now, they're protected.
Yeah,
you know,
you can't sue them. You can't
sue them yet.
That part just
yeah,
it blows my mind. 0.002%. That's the risk your yeah. daughter had mm-hmm. of getting sick, right, of COVID or hospitalized yeah. with
and
COVID?
Technically, yeah. it's lower than that because she had had COVID back in 2020.
Oh, so she had natural immunity. Yeah.
She had mm-hmm. natural immunity. So hers is actually 0.00004%.
Is that low?
Yeah. It's yeah. zero. It's statistically zero. Yeah. There was no reason for Trista to get this shot. No scientific reason for any person, really, under the age of 25, if they're healthy. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say that it did help one person somewhere on the planet Earth, that this mRNA junk, because that's what it is, it's a failed system, but let's just give them the benefit of the doubt, say that it helped one single person. That one single person could not have been under the age of 25 and healthy.
No.
So there's no reason for anybody that's that age group, or anybody that's pregnant, or for babies, or for anybody else to get this shot. And the fact that they're pushing it, and the CDC is now Pfizer's marketing firm, is just absolutely disgusting, because that's all they do now. All the CDC does is market for big pharma.
I asked the question earlier about what gives you guys hope. And as we go towards the tail end of the episode, I'll tell you what, I have hope. You guys are hope, because from just the worst thing that any parent could experience, go through, you guys have been able to take that and turn that into a calling. And you're making it your mission to make sure that no other parents out there have to go through what you've gone through. And with all of the pain and the heartache that you have had to go through, you give me hope, and you're giving people in the audience hope, because you're showing that you care not just enough about your daughter, but her legacy, and to keep her memory going, that you want to make sure that you're carrying this forward to other parents and making sure they know what's going on. Because so many other parents out there have either willfully or just by living their lives, they not realize what they are actually doing when they're putting these jabs into their kids. And the fact that you guys are fighting this fight, it gives me hope, because that's how things get changed. That's how revolutions happen, is by people facing the most insurmountable odds against, in this case, corporations with war chests in the billions. You're fighting. You're David. They're Goliath. But we know that David wins. And the reason David wins is because there's hope. And I don't want to necessarily get religious, but I think you have God on your side too. There is a good yeah, side and a bad side in our world. And I firmly believe that God looks at this and he's on our side in this, because there is no excuse to bring something like this into a populace and willfully saying, well, there might be some statistical anomalies. No, your daughter was not a statistical anomaly. Your daughter was an amazing human being with an amazing, amazing sense of self. And she knew that she had something special with her bucket list. That's just who she was. And I don't need to tell you guys that. You know your daughter better than anybody. But I want you to know that as hard as it might be for you guys to see the hope right now, I want you to know there are people listening today and hearing your story. You've given them hope. So that's my final thoughts for today. Alan, Taylor, what do you guys have for us on your end as we wrap things up?
Just that, we have a website where you can follow along with the story and you can,
if you want to help, you can
get information for people who are just injured by this vaccine. There's information on there. There's information about talking to your college age kids.
It's justicefortrista.com. There's many ways that you can give on there, not just to us, but to organizations like We the Patriots USA, Stop College Mandates, like what she was just talking about, things like that. There's also, we kind of do a blog occasionally where it talks about some of the updates as far as litigations and notable incidences and people and things like that. So it's where you can go to get the latest information on the fight at justicefortrista.com.
And to stay informed, there's a lot of information on there, a lot of places you can go to see.
And we are still trying to pay off her headstone. It's expensive to do that. We would like to give her a place where her friends can go, visit her without having to bother us, because right now, she's right there in her bedroom. We're in her bedroom, by the way.
Bedroom, yeah.
And so we want to give her a place where, people can go, memorialize her in her forever home. And we're still about almost $5,000 away from that. If people would like to help us accomplish that, that'd be great. You can do that at justicefortrista.com as well.
And we'll do this. We're going to make sure we include all those links in our show notes for sure. I'm going to make sure we link back not just to Justice for Trista. We have your Give, Send, Go, as well as your Etsy shop here. So we're going to make sure we promote those as well. And folks who are listening, beyond donating, if you want to help raise awareness about Trista's story and yes, Justice for Trista.
Yeah.
Be loud. Absolutely. Be loud. And not just be loud. Be, not say combative, but don't sit on your hands on this one. Don't just go and you fire off a sassy tweet and you think you're doing something. No, get out, mobilize, talk to your elected officials, raise awareness of how this is a big effing deal. And we need to stop pretending that, well, the experts said. No, stop just saying the experts said. That is the biggest excuse in the book. And I think a lot of us are just tired of it at this point, because much like the story of Trista, there are thousands, millions of other folks out there who could very, very easily be in the same situation. And we don't want that. So I think it is on us to stand up, not just voice our concerns, but get active, get mobilized. And yes, let's get some justice for Trista. With that being said, Alan and Taylor, it's been, I say it's a pleasure having you on the show, namely because you've been able to share the amazing story of Trista's life. Just the bucket list, her energy for life. And that's shown through how just tragic this situation is and how emotionally taxing it's been on you. That's because of the love you had for her and the love you have for her. And I just want the audience to know that, we take your story, and I know that for your story, there are, countless folks out there who this is the first time they're hearing this kind of a story. So if this is the first time you're hearing this type of story, I'm going to ask you to please do us a favor. Please go ahead and share Trista's story with your audience. Please tag yours truly at B Nichols Liberty so I can retweet it or repost it and give it more eyeballs. But we need to make sure that stories like Trista's are shared. So yes, please go ahead, share today's episode. And yes, again, please go ahead and support the amazing family here, the Martin family. Give, send, go. Links are going to be over in the show notes. I usually do my usual outros, go follow me over here. I don't want to do that today. Different kind of an episode, folks. You've been with us for 830 plus episodes. You know the drill. So go follow the show. But with that being said, I want to thank Alan and and Taylor again for joining us, sharing their daughter's story. And with that, Alan, Taylor, any final words for the audience today as we wrap things up?
Just thank you for giving us a platform to speak on. And something you said about, you know, contacting your congressman and stuff. The attorney general of each state has the authority to pull these shots from your state. So send them emails, send them
be loud.
Phone calls. I mean, go visit.
Be
I mean,
loud.
Get them
be
to
loud.
Pull these shots.
Yeah. Be loud. Amen. Alan, Taylor, thank you for joining us. And folks, thank you for joining us. With that being said, Brian Nichols signing off here on The Brian Nichols Show for Alan and Taylor Martin. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at briannicholsshow.com.